Okay, so this is going to be my first podcast. Ignore my ignorance and the lack of pizzazz and how it's presented. I will get better with time, I assure you. This is just something new for me. As the title indicates, we're just going to do tangents. So every episode is going to be a little bit different. I like to just talk about whatever I want to talk about because I'm an American and that's what I do. So, without further ado, today's podcast is going to be about the new Pokemon game. It's been out for a little bit. I finally got it. I was dumb enough to order it online and order it from another country. So, I just got it the other day and I've been playing it for a few days. And honestly, it's Pokemon, so I love it, but I have a few gripes, but not many. First, I want to say I love the graphics. The graphics upgrade is just phenomenal in my opinion. I don't think they could have done any better with keeping it cartoony, but making it look better. I love the fact that you can carry Pikachu around on your shoulder. I think that's really cool. I also like that you can have I haven't tried to do more than one yet. I should probably do that. Let's see. You can have, I know of at least one Pokemon that it will walk around with you. So let's see. I got my Charmeleon out. Take out a Pokeball. Nope. Okay. So you can have one other Pokemon out that walks around with you. And I'm going to do my Charmeleon because I've always loved Charmeleon, Charmander, and Charizard. They're probably some of my favorites. I'm a huge fan of reptiles. I've always loved reptiles. I grew up down in Florida where they're everywhere. The game is just so fun to play. I feel, I'll be 30 in May, which I've been playing this since they first came out in the 90s. I've played every Pokemon game and I love all of them. But this, before this one came out, Gold, Silver, and Crystal were my favorites. This one, though, is my favorite. I know it's basically just the original Pokemon games, like Red, Blue, and Yellow, but this one just, it's so refreshing and so new, but still old. The graphics, I can't get on that boat enough. My gripes? I've experienced a little bit of lag here and there, so I don't know if that's just because the cartridge might be a little dirty, which it shouldn't be, but this is the only cartridge game that I've had so far that makes a little bit of noise when it just feels loose on the inside. Don't know if some cartridges for the Switch just do that and some don't, as I don't like to buy digital, but lately I have been buying the digitals for the Switch just because I don't want to do the wear and tear in the console. I heard there's some cartridge issues along the way. Eventually, they'll stop working when you eject them and put them back in too often. A side note, my left Joy-Con keeps sliding out. That just happened to me. That's the only reason why I brought it back up. So I'm trying to lock that back in. It just won't lock into place. I had Nintendo fix it once. Still won't lock back into place. But other than the lag for the Pokemon, I like the fact that for the TMs like Fly and all that, your Pikachu or Eevee, if you have Let's Go Eevee, will do that for you. So you no longer have to have an awesome Charizard or like a really nice Pokemon that you like, have to waste up a move space for Fly and stuff like that. So I really like that. My other gripe. It was a gripe at first, but then just stopped being a gripe. I didn't like the whole movement aspect for throwing the Pokeball. It felt too much like Let's Go Pokemon. But honestly, after about a day of using it, it's not a gripe anymore. I kind of find it fun. I do realize maybe it's just because I had the controllers locked in. I'm going to try that later. I did realize that I couldn't use my Pro Controller while it's docked and played on the TV. But I do have the option to get the Pokeball controller, which I'm not sure if that changes that issue. I'll find out when the day comes that I finally get one of those, if I get one of those. Right now, I'm in Lavender Town doing the tower, and with the Kubone or Cubone, however you want to pronounce it. All in all, surprisingly, the game I play the most on my Switch is Zelda Breath of the Wild. My two favorite games of all time that are tied are Kingdom Hearts and Zelda. It probably will be for a very long time. Pokemon's a really close second to those, but the past couple of days, I've really been just honing in on playing my Pokemon, trying to level these guys up. I want to get to the area in this game. I found out that you can transfer the Pokemon from Pokemon Go over into this. I was told it's only the original 151 Pokemon because I know that you can get Mew in here. I'm battling Team Rocket right now. What am I going to use? Charmeleon. Use Dragon Rage on Arbok. Okay. If you haven't bought this yet and you have a Switch and you like Pokemon and you've been on the fence like I was for a little while I was waiting for it, I was one of those dumbasses. I put explicit content on here because I like to swear. I was one of the dumbasses that honestly bought it anyway. I was still a little bit nervous about it because it's a modernized version, but if you were on the fence like I was, don't be. I really honestly think that if you liked the original Pokemon, or even if you're a younger person and you're not the same age as me, and you got into Pokemon on the DS or, around that era, you're still really gonna like these games. I got the Let's Go Pikachu because I had the original Pokemon Yellow, so I enjoy having the little Pikachu. It's just nostalgia effect, basically. Buy it. It's worth every penny that you're gonna spend on this game. You're gonna be hooked. I let my daughter catch some Pokemon yesterday because she got really excited. Later, I'm gonna let my son catch some Pokemon because he was excited about seeing this. I can't wait until my buddy Mike, who is also gonna be doing a podcast, if not this podcast with me, he has a Switch and he has Let's Go Eevee, I believe. I can't wait till we can trade. We can do that with this because I came from the era with the Game Boys before the wireless trading, where you had to click in your link to your buddy's Game Boy and then trade. And then when the Game Boy Color came out, we had the little wireless receiver on the top of the Game Boy that worked 5% of the time. So this will be really cool to see. I don't know if we're gonna have to both be on the Wi-Fi or if there's just some sort of wirelessly compatible component that will recognize another switch in the area. I'm super pumped to find that out. I'm sure, I could look it up and find out, but I like to experience it as it happens. I don't like to look things like that up. It's a surprise and excitement for me. So, I hope that you excuse my ignorance. This is going to be a short podcast because this is really only a podcast to just start it, initiate it. I would like to hear some feedback. I don't know how you would go about doing that. My next podcast, I will create an email account so that you guys can email me some input. I would like to hear back from you. I know in doing this was a quick on the spot, unscripted, just brainstorming words pouring out of my mouth. So I will get better in time. I would like to have conversations with other people on other subjects. It's not going to be just video gaming. I'm a big geek. I like what I like. I like to learn. I like to talk to people. I like to hear different views. If you're interested in having a conversation about different matters, be it spiritual, video games, comics, books. I love books. Art. Any kind of literature, really. Music. I'm a huge fan of music. I always will love music. And maybe eventually even some politics. I'm trying to understand that stuff. I try not to understand. I try to understand it, but I try not to look into it too much because really frustrates me, but I got to get past that point. As a growing individual, you have to understand what's going on in the world. Otherwise, there's no way we're going to change it. Religion. I love hearing about different religions. I've always have, and I always will. So, if you're interested in, growing and just talking and having conversations with me and in the near future, then I really look forward to it. I hope to make some friendships through this. I hope that I can become a better me, a smarter me, a happier me. And in doing so, I hope that I can also help other people in doing those things. So, I'm really happy that I finally stopped lollygagging around. This is just on my phone. I have a nice microphone and equipment to record it. But today we got snowed in at the house, and the kids were home from school, so they're out watching these cartoons. I figured I'm playing this game. I'm also loving on Pikachu, which is another thing I forgot to talk about. Pikachu looks completely exacerbated. Exacerbated? Exacerbated? Was that what I was supposed to say? Did I misread that? I love that you can pet your Pikachu on the screen. You can get little outfits for it. That's a little cool thing too. I didn't think I would like that part so much, but oh, high five. All right, he's high-fiving me. That's awesome. Ah, you're so cute. So, buy the game. You'll love the game. I might even put my friend code up. I think that might be a cool idea. I'll figure out how I can put the friend code up. Actually, you know what? Let me do it on here. Anybody that wants to play with me, I got Smash Bros. I got Mario Kart. I love Mario Kart. I got those games. I'm gonna get a few more games for the Switch. Let me pull up my friend code. Where are we at? See if I can remember how to do this. Oh yeah. Got Switch Online, so it's a little different now. All right. So for anybody interested, as the title says, my name is Dustin. If you guys want to play with me on Mario Kart or Smash Bros. Or what have you, my friend code is SW, S as in Steve, W as in win or winning, dash 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 3, 3, 1, 3, 9, 2, 2, 9, 0, 5. I should probably put the dashes in for you guys. Once again, I'm new at this. This is just off the cuff. My friend code one more time. S as in Steve. W as in winning. Dash 5833 dash 1392 dash 2905. All right, guys. I hope to have some new friends on here because I'm always looking to make friends and I'm always willing to be a friend. And I hope everybody has a great day, great week. If you're up here in the north, I hope you're not too cold. This is terrible up here. All right, guys. Everybody have a great one. I hope to talk to y'all soon. These will get better, I promise. Enjoy.